everybody. Back after an awesome trip down to Battlecade. Taped a bunch of content. Taped a really cool interview, actually, for the CWF documentary Boys of Gibsonville, because somebody was in town that normally isn't, so that was really cool. But yeah, there's tons of audio content. I am sad to announce that what I wanted to do, what I was teasing, was going to have Kazi on again. Kamikaze Kid, one of my favorite guys to talk to. Kazi got real sick the day we were supposed to tape, which sucks because it was also his birthday. But good news, there is a special Battlecade podcast being constructed that will air next week. Myself and Cecil Scott did it together with help from people like Grant Sawyer and a bunch of others adding some memories. The only thing that sucks, like we said, is that Kazi was sick, but we certainly had some fun with Kazi. Pretty savage. Kazi's pretty savage, too. This week on the pod, the Falls Count Anywhere podcast with Michael McAllister. A little bit of a gimmick pod by necessity, only because myself and McAllister just couldn't find a place to sit and talk where we weren't, you know, and ended up talking to people. Ended up saying hello to people, ended up having to move for promos. Things happen, you know, so you just gotta roll with the punches. I want to thank the former him who... very intelligent guy, gave me a lot of interesting things to say. So next week will be the Battlecade podcast. Then the week after that, I'll have the last little snippet of Michael McAllister, along with a little snippet of Joey Hogan, aka Samoa Joey, who has been part of the CWF family for over 5 years, I believe, now at this point. Utility guy, if you saw him in person, you'd be like, I've seen that guy on TV before. He's helping out somewhere. He's doing something. He's a referee. He's a manager. Neither here nor there, though. Let's get to Mr. McAllister and the Falls Count Anywhere podcast. We've made it this far, and this was another panel guest from the FanCon, so we love him. His name is Michael McAllister. He is no longer him in this scenario.
Hello, everyone.
And I'm excited about this because I still have not really gotten to sit down and talk to... you go by Michael.
Michael, yes, sir.
Okay, so I will call you Michael.
Most people call me McAllister,
okay.
Michael, whatever.
We'll all rotate. This probably won't be the epic conversation because there's a lot going on around us that you can hear, but luckily we have a pretty good microphone. But it's a hustle and bustle, so I just want to begin with something like really basic because we were just talking about it. We had to get ushered out here, so we had to reschedule because you guys had to have a meeting with Grant, who has been on the show before, for the CWF Rumble. Like, how... this is just general. This isn't about this year because I don't want anything spoiled for myself.
Oh, no, absolutely. Don't worry. I would never do that.
Good, good, good. What is that meeting like? Is literally all, are all 30 competitors kind of sitting there?
It's as they are available. He tries to get as many at one time as possible. You know, not everyone comes in at one time. Mm-hmm. But, you know, as they do come in, you know, people get pulled aside.
How's everybody doing?
How's it going? So, I mean, that, yeah, just pretty intense.
You have been here quite a while. How long have you been here?
Began training, basically, I guess, 2003, 2004.
So you started training here?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So how have you seen this place? Now, obviously, they changed buildings.
Oh, yeah.
You guys got a really cool
four
building.
Four different buildings, I believe.
You guys have
yeah.
a really cool one. You hang on to this one.
It's yeah,
like
it's nice.
That good jacket that you buy when you're younger that you still fit into.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, sir.
How you doing?
The infamous Pops. How are you, sir?
Pops does a lot of great work in here at the Sportatorium.
Thank you, sir.
Of course, yeah, Cross's father. Yeah.
Right, and that is something a lot of people wouldn't know. At some point, that would be a fun interview, actually.
Yes, absolutely. Andrew Everett's grandfather.
Yes, and people have no idea. Like, I'm just beginning to know in the last two visits how integral he actually was to this place, especially.
Still is, yeah.
Absolutely. Especially in the early days, but yeah, especially like now.
Yeah, we just got to shoot pre-taped here.
Okay.
Yeah, you can do it somewhere, but I can't.
Yeah, no,
it.
I We continue to change tables and venues as the hustle and bustle continues.
Busy day.
Yeah, we were talking about Pops and how much he has contributed to this place and how people don't know about it.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to tie that back into you being here since the early days and how you've seen this place sort of evolve as a company and just the way you guys carry yourself and the way that you're perceived outside.
Oh, I mean, it's continuously growing, which is a good thing. And everybody, most everybody here, tries to be as professional as possible.
Yeah.
So, you know.
As such, yes. There's going to be a lot of small pauses for handshakes, everybody. Some you'll have edited out. Some might make fun comments.
Yeah, might. Know. See you again.
How are you, sir? There's a few right there. So, yeah, we were talking about how this place has sort of evolved as a company, both physically and also just mentally.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, the mindset's always been there. They've wanted to strive to be the best, and it's just, you know, you have different, and even from the beginning, everyone wants to be doing, you know, as best they can, given the spot they're given or given, you know, the role they're given. And that's another big thing here. Everyone generally does their role very well. You know, you can't all, you know, be the same thing. So everybody fits into something that means something to everybody. You know what I mean? Like,
and on that note, you, and I do not mean this offensively, you do not look what my mother, for example, would stereotype to be a pro wrestler. She would not pick you out of a lineup and go, that guy's the pro wrestler.
Right.
First, because my mom doesn't know anything about pro wrestling. But also because, like, one thing that we have seen in the last, you know, 15, 20 years is the acceptance of different body types, of different personalities, of different work styles.
Right.
How is CWF with that?
It goes beyond, like, the roles people have. It goes beyond, like, their in-ring or what everyone sees. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that goes on behind the scenes. But that was Zane Dawson.
Yeah, just call him out.
Yeah, it's just one of those things. Like everyone, I guess the best thing is to think back in ECW days. You know, you had like Taz doing shirt designs and stuff like that. And, you know, just everybody did something else even besides, you know, the obvious. So I mean, that's how we are here. You know, I mean, I own a trophy shop. You know what I mean? And that's, I also contribute that. I've helped Cross a long time, and he's, you know, kept that with me, and I have to get up and give him a hug. Oh, sorry.
Rick Hansen.
This is Rick. Yeah.
Okay. How are you, Rick?
Very nice.
Are we still rolling?
Yeah.
Okay, Ray Kendrick.
It's going to be a fun show.
This will be after.
Twice. Good, just good. Call it out.
Yeah, absolutely. Ray Kendrick, one of the best ever to be in CWF, Mid-Atlantic.
Let's talk about emotion, because Ray, I was, my first show was last year,
mm-hmm.
When he retired. And when he went over and gave his wife a kiss, I was like, wow, this is like really affecting me. I don't know this man.
Oh, absolutely. Well,
what are some organic moments in CWF that you can remember that, like, you felt something, or you were watching it and you're like looking around the locker room, maybe because you saw it on the monitor or something?
Oh, that absolutely was one, because we all love Ray, and Ray, you know, that was real, you know, emotion and everything. It's just, I mean, really most of the emotion everyone sees is going to be, you know, based in, you know, that's coming from the heart from these guys, because they all love it. You know, they love CWF, but they just love wrestling itself too, and they, you know, are blessed to be able to do these things, you know what I mean? To be given these opportunities.
All right, we're back. We have relocated once again to the bleachers. This is going to be the most fun. We are actually sitting in the Justice family seats, where Mama Justice will scream for Kane tonight.
Yes.
Which will be quite enjoyable.
I mean, she is his mom, so.
Did you approach them, or did they approach you about doing the hymn character?
That was me.
Okay. Can you describe, for people in the audience who hopefully my podcast is a portal to this place called CWF that they have now started watching on CWFWorldwide.com?
Yes.
Takes you to their YouTube page. Just check it out. Can you explain him?
Well, I mean, I was absolutely losing my mind. Everyone saw me yelling and screaming. I was looking for him. Turns out we found him.
Okay.
And all the voices finally took over.
Him
and manifested.
Was you in this context?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. In this context. All right. Yes.
How do you prepare to portray that to an audience, be it on TV or live?
Now, I'm sure, I don't know how well it was done, but it just to try to take all the crazy things that, you know, just as wild and crazy as I could be, I guess. just, you know, to use the, you know, the different voices telling me to do things to, you know, because we were we a long time ago, even before we had the mask and things. Right. So, we were lost without Mecca. Okay. So it destroyed me.
Was there anything?
He had to be the one to help me out.
Okay, that's a fair statement.
So we saw that. Ooh. We saw him take the mask.
Do you feel
which had enslaved me a bit?
Do you feel that all of you rectified the situation?
William L. Cross is he's helping, and Mecca and myself, we have reconciled.
Okay,
we are very close. Just like a break, I guess. There, we're just as close as we were before.
Is there anything that you, Michael McAllister, wish that you could have done with him?
I really wish him never had to exist, actually, and could have just stayed with Mecca. Mecca not gotten hurt, gotten taken away, searching.
So this was something behind the scenes that was created out of necessity?
Well,
because
of the team. Kayfabe is this?
Oh, usually never, but, I'll participate in fun.
Oh, I appreciate that. But no, I was, under my own volition, I was asking where he was, mm-hmm. just to keep Mecca's name in people's mm-hmm. ears. And then it ended up, certain things happened and we didn't get back together, so I had to have an out mm-hmm. to figure out who him was. So we decided to go that way, which is how we did it. And I'm much happier now just to be me again. I told Jeff when I started 14 years ago, I've got this idea for a mask, and we just never did it. Because, you know, my face, I guess. I had good facials.
Okay.
That's what Jeff told me.
It just came out so hilarious, though.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they hate my face. And that, as they say, and nobody says that, just me. And that, as they say, is the podcast. Thanks to Michael McAllister. There's a little bit left, uninterrupted, thankfully. I will air that not next week, but the week after that, because next week is our CWF Road Diaries Battlecade History Special Podcast. It doesn't sound right. It doesn't sound good. There's too many words. I apologize. It's a special Battlecade podcast, though, which is cool. There won't be any branding, though, given that's what I came up with. Myself, Cecil Scott, have a lot of fun. I hope you like it. Grant sounds amazing in the beginning, and then Cecil and me sound a little echoey, but I hope you like it, because the content is really fun, I think. Our two feeds that make this possible for you to be listening to are pwponderings.com and placetobenation.com. Go check out the content on both. They're pretty amazing. Follow CWF Mid-Atlantic at CWF Mid-Atlantic on Twitter. Follow Brad Stutz, the creative director, at Stutzy. That's at Stutzy. Follow the technical director. Not to be confused with the creative director of CWF. Technical director of CWF, Grant Sawyer, who is at StatMark, all one word, at StatMark. CWFtickets.com, where you can get all your merch and your tickets. But why not go to CWFworldwide.com, because that takes you right to the YouTube page where you can watch CWF Worldwide every week, 9 p.m. Eastern on a Wednesday. But guess what? It's on demand. It's always there. You can follow me at John Philipavich. That's at JohnPhilipavage. That's all we got for this week. We'll see you next week. Good night, everybody.